Tom, the story out of California is a pretty, pretty wild story. Dr. Christian Head, he is the first and only African-American tenured professor at UCLA's Department of Head and Neck Surgery, filed a lawsuit and actually took his story to YouTube, where he complained that he was depicted as a gorilla. His photo was photoshopped onto the gorilla with a smile on his face. And then a Caucasian man in the photo, completely naked, was sodomizing him from behind. This took place before various colleagues at an annual event. And he said this is shameful, and was told if you say anything, they will retaliate against you. He joins us this morning. Dr. Christian Head, this is an amazing story. You decided to take this story to YouTube, and you've gotten lots of response from it. What have you heard from the university?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on. Nothing. Little to nothing. I was at this event, and clearly this event was meant to, I think it was more of a public lynching. I was the only African-American there. Fortunately, my wife elected not to come that evening. There was over 200 people there, residents, doctors, colleagues, family members, and they laughed. I could feel the pressure in my chest. I waited till the laughter subsided, approached my boss, who was actually the person screwing me in the picture, and he seemed to enjoy it and just chuckle. I reported these events again to him the next day, and that's when the retaliation truly started. The gorilla photo is just one aspect of a much larger story.
Now, after you got tenure, they cut your pay?
Yeah. Essentially what happened, I had a choice. I was the first ever in as a faculty member, and I wanted tenure. I wanted to be the first to obtain tenure on my merit, teaching
right.
and research. And I think when they felt they couldn't stop me academically, the only way they could stop me is financially. So for two pay periods, I was paid 24 cents on one of the pay periods, and the second pay period, 23 cents.
Stop. 24 cents?
Yes.
And when you took that to them and said, something's missing here, what did they say?
I called him over the weekend because my checks were bouncing for private school children and for my mortgage, and my wife was somewhat concerned. When I called him at home, he said, oh, maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger cut the budget. And I said, oh, how can that be? I'm not part of Schwarzenegger's budget. And he got upset that I was bothering him at home. It was clear that he had reneged on my negotiated salary and essentially was trying to pay me little to nothing to inflict as much harm as possible.
University says, quote, they have investigated this matter and found the evidence does not substantiate the claims of unlawful activity.
You have to be almost an attorney to understand what they're trying to say. I mean, a court of law will be necessary to determine whether this is an illegal act or not. Clearly, there was a significant wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said you're the only African-American in that department. What about other African-Americans in the medical school? Have they rallied around you in this case as well?
Everyone's scared. There's only a handful of African Americans in the entire school of medicine. And the other thing is, there are witnesses that came forward, described the gorilla, and they retaliated against the witnesses.
Wow.
So as outsiders, is there anything we can do?
You know, yes, there is. I'm one person fighting a large corporation with lots of state money and endless resources. I have none. I've been financially harmed, and I would suggest to all your listeners to go to change.org, put Christian Head, that's H-E-A-D, sign the petition that will be sent, and you know, this story goes well beyond just me. We have every right to be able to attend in numbers a public institution.
That's right.
And I hope your listeners keep this story alive.
Dr. Hay, we certainly appreciate it, man. Thanks a bunch, and we'll keep following this story.
Good
Thank you very
you.
Much.
23 past the hour. We're going into a three-day weekend. Don't tell Monday.
That's allowed.
So next, old school, new school, the remixes from Steve Silk Hurley. 27 past the hour.